أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويوم نحشر من كل أمة فوجا ممن يكذب بآياتنا فهم يوزعون. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us on one of the last signs of Qiyamah, and one of the major signs of Qiyamah, which is referred to as the emergence of the Dabba, the beast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the beast that will emerge from the earth, and we said this will happen in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and we explained the work and the job of the beast as it travels throughout the earth. In the next ayah, ayah number 82 of Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the day of Qiyamah and the resurrection. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشِرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in every ummah and in every nation, there was always a group, a community, a people who had belied the Nabi, who had rejected the Nabi, and who had called him a liar, and who had not believed in the message with which the Nabi had come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرْ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ, from every ummah, from every nation, we shall resurrect, we shall raise فَوْجًا, a group, مِمَّا يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا, who used to belie our signs, who used to reject our verses, فَهُمْ يُزَعُونَ, and they will all be placed under control. Meaning they will be restricted and they will be confined to a certain place, to a certain area on the mahshar, on the plains of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people will be placed under control and they will be kept in a certain area on the day of Qiyamah, and they were those who had belied and who had rejected the signs and the verses of Allah. Hatta إِذَا جَاءُ, until when they come, when their turn comes, and when they will come forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالْ أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, have you denied my verses and my signs? Directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address them, however much they may be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will directly ask them, أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي, have you denied, have you rejected, have you belied my verses and my signs? وَلَمْ تُحِيطُ بِهَا عِلْمًا, and you did not even encompass, and you did not even grasp all of knowledge regarding it. This is something serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, you rejected it and you denied it without studying. How often we reject and we deny and we deny something without fully understanding and grasping the concept, or grasping the ruling, or grasping the wisdom behind the ruling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them that you have all rejected it, وَلَمْ تُحِيطُ بِهَا عِلْمًا, whilst you did not grasp fully the knowledge regarding it, regarding those signs and regarding those verses. This encourages us and it teaches us the importance of study. Studying something and understanding something before dispelling it, and before considering it as something that is false or something that is a lie, first understand it, study it, ask the experts regarding it, but don't form and don't create your own opinion about it based on ignorance, based on knowledge that you do not have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمَّاذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, or what is it that you used to do? This is what you had done. Is there anything else that you used to do that caused you to deny and to reject my verses? وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنْفِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the final statement and the final decision regarding them will come to pass on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of their own wrongdoing. This is not because Allah would oppress them. This is not because Allah would be unjust to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of their own wrongdoing, because of the sins they had committed, because of their own injustice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for whom la yuntiqoon, they will not even be able to respond, they will not even be able to speak, they will understand and realize that they are the guilty party, and as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the word of Allah, the command of Allah, which is referring to the punishment in Akhirah, will come to pass and will take place and will occur regarding such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.